Buddha says, with single-mindedness, the master quells his thoughts. He ends their wandering. Seated in the cave of the heart, he finds freedom. Then the masters, after they have found the freedom in the cave of the heart, then they like to share that, no? But in that silence, in the cave of the heart, in that peacefulness, then what can be said? And very few understand that silence, that peace, because they haven't quelled their thoughts, they haven't silenced their mind, they haven't gone beyond their desires. Then the Master, the Buddha, realized that the only way to share is to talk. That is the only language they understand. Then they talk, and they have to come down on your level to be understood. And that is an effort when you just like to be in the cave of the heart. And that, they say, is the compassion of the Buddhas. Then they have to deal with your confusion and your problems and your projections in the hope that you will see that this only brings you suffering. Beloved Babaji, so good to be in satsang with you. I am very grateful for receiving all what you are giving. Yesterday you talked about big fools who think they are wise. I realized that I've been one of those, and I've had a lot of my own ideas. But now it's a relief to see the truth and to be part of something bigger. Thank you for killing my ego. Love, Vibhoda. Where's Vibhoda? That's what I'm here for, Vibhoda. But fools, they don't know that they are fools, and that's the problem in the beginning, no? First, you have to have the clarity to see you are a fool, no? A fool never thinks he is a fool. He thinks he is a wise man. Then there's no hope for the fool because he cannot go beyond himself. Then maybe the fool will get little rays of light and he can become a student, no? He wants to learn something else than being foolish. Then if that insight grows, then maybe he becomes a disciple. Then maybe that disciplehood flowers into devotee. And that devotee into mastery of the self. And that's how it should go. So I'm very happy with Buddha that no, you have been one of those, that belongs to the past, and that you thank me for killing your ego. That means that now the job is done. Thank you. I'm happy to sit just in peace and share bliss. But you don't really understand that yet, so I have to go on talking. Even now, the last day. So, excuse me. But that's what I'm here for, no? Beloved Baba, I love you immensely. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me back again and again and again. I would be far gone without you, in love and gratitude, Mudini. Yes, I know. You would have been far gone. But it's much better to not be far gone. So just relax. Therefore, thank you for being in my life. Okay. Beloved Master, on the 20th of July, it's 2 years since you accepted me as your disciple. And although the honeymoon is over, it feels... Honeymoon is over? Huh? How can you say that?
There were clouds.
Now the clouds are gone. Yes. That's why I can talk to you. I can talk to you through the clouds. Now you start understanding a little bit more of the Master. There were clouds. Yes. It feels like being so blessed to have found you and being accepted by you as your disciple. Yes, but then be my disciple then. The Master is here, but is the disciple here? And I can feel your guidance every day. Since the last retreat in Brazil, a lot of experiences around being born are coming up, and there is a witnessing of what's coming up, the painful experience and the way I learned to protect myself to this pain. But it feels as heavy clouds blocking the sun rays. Yes, you have to understand you don't need to protect yourself for anything. If it's some pain that wants to come and visit you, then it wants to tell you something. A disciple is listening, learning, move on. The first that came up was wanting to move and being blocked. We really want to move to heaven, but we are blocked, stopped until now because we have to sell the property and that takes time. It reminds me of being born, which also took a lot of time. No. Don't let it remind you of anything. Just be here now. You are here now. Sometimes it's difficult, no? Things take time. In this material world, things take time. That's how it is. Just deal with the facts. It's nothing to do with your birth. Forget about it. The second thing that comes up is the pain of not being seen in who we are when we are born. We come as godly energy, willing to live, love, and share our wisdom, and we are total helpless. So we are used as things and not seen as who we are. Yes, but also, when you come, you are just a little googly-googly. There is not really any center. The center is there, but the child is not aware of its center. That is the difference. And because you don't know the center from the beginning, and nobody is teaching about the center, your essence, then you get the false center, which becomes the ego. You follow? So everybody creates this false center, which is false. because they don't have the real Santa. And that they carry through the whole life. So the whole life is false as such, away from the true Santa. So then the Master is working to bring you back to your true Santa. Realizing that you are not the false Santa, the bubble will burst. So this has nothing to do with you. That whole story, that whole false story has nothing to do with you when you realize who you really are. So don't hold on to the past. That is the meaning. Let the past be past. Be here now. Open your eyes and your heart in new ways. But you also, being a therapist, you had a Santa with a beautiful Madhu and all that. But then you also created an idea of who you were and that you knew. And I heard many times when you came during this summer that you had very strong your own ideas and you wanted to show how it should really be done. I know how it's done. You don't know anything. You are 2 years old. Googly, googly. Google, Google, Google. If a little two-year-old starts running the household, how will that go? Everything will be fucked up. You are here to listen. If you want to be a disciple, listen. He becomes humble, silent. Understand how it functions. Because you had your own idea, you had your Santa, you've been a therapist, you've been in charge of people. Then that comes, you have your own, you start fighting. Everything is going perfectly here. No problem. No problem until you come in. But I see and I feel your love under that. So now when the clouds are gone, now I can communicate again. Straight. Because you are not so identified with your story. When you are identified with the false, it's very difficult for the real to connect with you. So that's when I have to wait till you come back into more your real Santa.
Took time,
yes. But only then you become a disciple that wants to learn from the Master. No? You have to be silent. Listen. There is a beautiful story of Basho. He's a very famous master. When he was looking for his master, and he meant his master Nantu, he said, when I was 28 years old, I went on a pilgrimage. And at last I reached where the master Nantu was living. I was so happy, but I didn't understand a clue. One day when Nantu was coming in for his discourse, Nantu just sat down and he told us, all you people, if you are enlightened, you will come out of your mother's womb and roar like a lion. You know what this roaring means? Basho said, immediately my mind and body were totally motionless in a shock, and I stopped with him for 10 years. You need shock. So the past is gone. And you come here now. It has to start now, always with the Master. It doesn't matter where or what or who you have been, now. That is a disciple. For 10 years, he understood something and just quietly working in the monastery, learning. Not coming with any ideas, but learning, absorbing, meditating, becoming one. That is a disciple. So I know your heart, but this past we have to get rid of. Then the last cloud, a really dark cloud, but now there is no more cloud. But still, just so you know, because I think, I don't think, but I want everything to be very clear. And that is always an issue also for you guys. I know that you cannot be clear yet. You have to work on communicating and being clear with each other, so you don't create more confusion. At least not more than necessary. If it is necessary. The last really dark cloud. When you were so ultimately lovingly to Tirth last satsang, I was so deeply touched, and at the same time I had the feeling not to be worthy of being loved. I know this feeling very well, as it has always been there in the background. Yes, but now we're not in the background, we are in the foreground. And where is this feeling now? Is it there?
That feeling, no.
No. So don't pick it up again then, because it's only a feeling, it's not reality. Anything that is not here at this moment is not real. So be careful, don't pick it up again. Looking deeper, I recognize this thought as an injected through my mother at my birth. No, forget about her. During the who am I can see who I am as no form, more godly energy, love energy flowing through the body system. And there is a seeing of how the body system with all the hidden memories is blocking the life energy. Yes, because we have been so identified with the body system. But that's what I'm breaking. That's what the disciple is breaking. By going deeper. Be deeper than your body, than your mind, than your memory. Then who are you there? You are free. You are godly energy, no? So remember that. So the cleaning process goes on deeper and deeper. So blessed to be at the feet of a master who has no dust on the mirror. If he has any dust on the mirror, he's not the master. Who says things as it is, who he is. I'm love, I'm God. Yes. I like things to be straight. And the truth is very simple. Thank you, Master. It's so good to sit at your feet, learning to accept being worthy to be here. In what is the essence? Your grateful disciple, Dorje. But this, now you can understand, Dorje, and that's as I said also, that this will many times comes up for people, and especially if you have been so-called helping people also before, because it's a subtle idea there that you know. But here you have to learn. Then you wrote, beloved Master, now I know that the cloud has gone. I cannot sleep. The whole time I see and feel you and Mukunda in front of me during satsang. Your answer to Mukunda was an answer to me, and I guess that my place behind Mukunda was not accidental. There is no accidents here. In whole life is no accidents. Everything is like it should be. Thank you for your care and love. Very good. So that's the thing. Now I talked to poor Mukunda, then Dorje also understood something. But this is hard work with your ideas. Now, after you have healed yourself, became empty, then it's very good. You can become a vehicle. With the skills, with the work, whatever you have in your computer. But then it takes a totally different flavor, a totally different taste, because you are not so much involved. You become a vehicle for me, for love. And that is what the disciples should do. And that's what you want. That I know. I can see that the I not feeling worthy tries to prove it's worthy, and then the doing is there. Yes. Thank you, Master, in helping me to surrender to you and the Sangha. I love you so much. Thank you, Master. Yes. And always it will be a period before the total understanding and the surrender and acceptance of the truth happens, where you will be shocked. Because the old is going, you cannot hold on. But your true intelligence sees that it has to go. And when it goes, then it's a total relief, an ecstasy, a peace. So much gratitude, learning that this existence loved me, your disciple Dorje. P.S. We rented the house in Hedal. The next step is making us free from Holland. Very good. Everything will be happening. Just be patient and don't get frustrated with everything. Just play now, both of you. Whatever will happen, happen. They say you take one step towards God, He takes 1,000 towards you. If it's the with the right intention, that is. Look at what the beautiful Osho was saying about the master and the disciple. The disciple starts melting into the master. The disciple slowly destroys all the distance between himself and the master. The disciple yields. The disciple surrenders. The true disciple just effaces himself. He becomes a non-entity. He becomes a nothingness. And in that nothingness, his heart opens. And in that absence, his ego has disappeared. And the master can penetrate fully into his being. The true disciple is receptive, vulnerable, unguarded. He drops all his armors. He drops all defenses. The master is his soul, his very being. His devotion is unconditional and absolute. And to know the absolute devotion is to know God. To know absolute surrender is to know the secret most mystery of life. That's what the master wants to show you. If the disciple is available, aware of that, why he's here, then there is no problem. No confusion. No fight. just the melting.
Now I see how beautiful this mystery. When I feel your silence and your grace. Now I see how beautiful a man can be. I look into your face and I touch the empty space between the stars. Sparks through my being, fire.
Dodger, come here. Mukunda. Don't look so serious. You're a little afraid or what? You never know what's going to happen. Right? This is starting of your sprouting business. Yeah? How long are you going to stay here?
Here in Norway?
Yeah.
I leave tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow? There's no time for the sprouts to come.
I can start in Italy.
You start in Italy. You're coming to Brazil, no? You, when you come?
In the middle of October.
Middle of October. Then we can go on, no?
Yeah.
It's just to start, no? And then you don't know, but Dodger, he's going to start baking, making bread. Bread, chapati, naan, pita bread, cracker, so many. It's unlimited, the creativity. And the sprouts. So many sprouts. Sunflower sprouts. This way. You have to go for what you want. Don't hold back and get lost. Walter is in the back of the church one day, praying to God, like he always is. "Please, please God," he says, "I cannot keep up the payment in my house. My wife wants a new dress again. And my car has broken down. I need to fix it. Please, please God, you have to help me." Just then, the church door burst open and a big black guy comes in, walks straight up to the front of the church, looks up to the cross and up to heaven and shouts, "Yo, God, I really dig you, man. I want a new car, a new house. I want a new girlfriend and I want it now." Then he walks, turns around, walks out. Walter can't believe what he heard and seen. And he goes out from the church muttering quietly, "Oh my God, oh my God." Then the next week, Walter is in the same church place, in the back of the church again. "Please God, please," he whimpers, "please God. My wife wants to leave me now. She didn't get the dress. I have just lost my job. Oh, God, God, help me." But then he's interrupted by the screech of brakes outside. Then the church door burst open. Bam! And the big black guy walks in with a beautiful girl in his arm. They walk up to the front of the church and the black guy shouts, "Yo, God, I really dig you, man. The car is great. The house is terrific. And the chick is just far out." This is just too much for Walter. "Oh my God. When the black guy has gone, he walks up to the front, raises his arms also and says, God, God, what is really going on? You gave him, that guy, everything he wants, but you give me nothing, nothing. Why, God? Why me? Why me? Suddenly a booming voice comes down from the heaven saying, I just don't dig you, man. Why not? Beloved Master, I'm so grateful to be here. Me too. I experience so much joy doing this retreat. I really enjoy being on my own, feeling myself, swimming in the river, laying naked in the sun on the warm rock, picking the weeds in the garden. Even dishwashing I enjoy. One day I'm coming up the stairs in the kitchen, seeing a big pile of pots and trays, and it makes me so happy. The dishwashing was like a dance inside. That is the totality when you're plugged in, it doesn't matter what. That is a great sign, because you are just happy to be here. Many people, they are, oh, I'm so devoted, I want to do, but I want to do that. I want to do this. This is what I want to do. No, that's not how it functions. Whatever is needed. You have been in control too much. So when this comes up, that even the dishwashing, yeah, everything. I heard rumors that we're going to start 21 days toilet cleaning here. That means morning, afternoon, evening, and then we have night shift. Then gonna be clean with toothbrushes. And we're gonna enjoy, just like Binod when he sees the pots. Binod will be in charge of the pots because I like happy people, especially in the kitchen. Remember, any unhappy people in the kitchen, tell me, cello. In satsang, I feel more and more in tune and connected with you at every retreat. I feel so deeply touched sometimes, and I never had such a good love as here with you. This is where I belong. Thank you for this beautiful life. Love and gratitude, Binod. Very good, Binod. Very good. Then you enjoy laughing also, I will tell you another joke then. Rishi sent me this. Rishi is kind of a rascal also. When he was arriving home, a husband was met at the door by his sobbing wife. Tearfully, she explained, it is the pharmacist. He insulted me terrible this morning on the phone. That pharmacist, I don't know what is wrong. And I had to call multiple times before he could even answer, give an answer to me. Immediately, the husband drove down to town to confront the chemist and demand an apology. Before he could say more than a word or two, the chemist told him, no, just wait a minute. Listen to my side of it. This morning, the alarm failed to go off. So I was late getting up. I was hurrying and stumbling out from the bathroom. And without the breakfast, I hurried out to the car, again kicking over some plants. then just to realize that I hadn't locked the house with both house and the car keys inside, and I was had to break a window to get the keys again. Then driving a little too fast, the police came, stopped me. I got a speeding ticket. Later, when I was about 3 blocks from the store, then I had a flat tire. When I finally got to the store, a bunch of people were waiting for me to open to get the medicine and all kinds of stuff. I was sweating by then. I got to the store, open, and starting waiting on these people. And all the time, the fucking phone was ringing. I was going crazy. He continued. Then I had to break a roll of coins against the cash register to make change. And they spilled all over the floor. Then I had to get down on my hands and knees to pick up the coins. And the phone was still ringing, nonstop. Then I raised up and I cracked my head on the open cash door. Which made me stagger back against the showcase of a bunch of really expensive perfume bottles in it. They all fell down, splattered all over the floor and me. What's next, I was thinking. What's next? What can go wrong now? Meanwhile, the phone is still ringing. Nobody stopped the call, and finally I got back to answer it. And then, that was your wife. And she wanted to know how to use a rectal thermometer. And believe me, mister, believe me, as God is my witness, I told her how to use it. Shove it up your fucking ass! Sometimes life is tough, I tell you. So be careful where you end up. That's it. Sometimes the truth hurts, you know, it's unbelievable. Stuff it up. Oh my God, I know his situation. So good not to work, yeah.
Thank you.
Shanti Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram.
Beloved, sitting here in the office working, I'm invaded by this overflow of gratitude, realizing how everything in this life is just the way it's supposed to be. I need to share this great gratitude feeling, which has been taking over and over when I catch myself doing simple things in my daily life. It is like a breeze that blows me away and invades me with that which is much bigger than me. And in these moments I see the blessing that it is to be close to you. And I realize that I could never be in any other place. I am here, available for you. I know that I came here to serve you, and only that. Everything else is just a play that just brings more fun and juice to life. I see I have this urge to live the moment, and my life is becoming so easy and simple because I don't have time and energy to spend with unnecessary suffering. It all made me see and experience that I'm not in control at all. Existence is, and I can only be available and flow with it. I'm playing, having fun, and not taking life so seriously, unless it is absolutely needed, even though I also learned that I can have a light attitude with heavy stuff. I know how everything can change in a split second, and nothing is for granted. Yes, my beloved, I am so grateful, and I feel blessed. I see that everything has brought me closer to myself, and that means to you. And I know that without you, I could not understand this. I love you so much, eternally yours, Devadasi. Let's just play another song. Who wants to leave from here now? beloved Babaji, is it possible to move or release emotions with the breath and awareness without having to move the physical body? Did. Yes, it is. Haven't you felt that? I know you have. So trust that. The less you are identified with the physical, the more easy it is, no? If you are totally identified with the physical, you have to start working with the physical. As you come in closer and closer to your essence and realize that you are not the physical, then you can easily go there. Then whatever comes up on the surface, be that thoughts, emotions, mind, feelings, you can release it. Any tensions. Because it's just to come back to your center and you remember. You remember the eternal in you, the awareness in you, that which is untouched, which has nothing to do with the physical. So maybe you need to help yourself going there, but you can do that as a meditation or like a hypnosis coming back gradually. As soon as you have touched that space, you know that. And it works much better, of course, from the inside, because that is more real than the outside. So most people, we have to start with the body, because you are identified with the body. The more inside, the closer you come, the less anything movement is needed. You just go there. You are back again now, Tirth. You drove all the way to Denmark and back? That's so cool. What did you have to do there?
Not so much.
Not so much. Just go there. I told them in satsang, I think Tirth went all the way there and then drove back again. Welcome back. Any tension, any problem, anything has to be with the physical, no? With the mental. Because in your essence there is no problem. So go there, everything will melt. Accept that. I am that. Okay? Beloved Swaha, I had a dream with you earlier where you said to me, get out of your own wounds and into your samasati. I don't know what this samasati means, but it is like a new fire that started burning inside me. Thank you for everything. All I want is to be drunk forever on this sweet wine you serve. I love you, yours Prachita. Samasati, that's the thing, if you cannot listen to me during the day, then I come in the night also then remind you. I don't give up. As long as I am welcome, I don't give up. This samasati, where is Prachita? Prachita? I said, get out of your wounds and into your samasati. That's what I told you in the dream. No, enough is enough. Remember who you are. Samasati, it means just your pure isness, no? Remembrance. That I am that, no? This undisturbed Santa. Hmm? That's what the master wants to remind you. If you remember that, then all your wounds, all your problems, all your tensions, all your worries, everything disappear. No? That is the most important the Buddha wanted to teach, no? Samasati, just total clear. That you are aware, you are mindful of what you are. Hmm? In that realization, everything else disappears. Everything falls back into its original state. Hmm? You become a clear mirror as such. Undisturbed. That's what it means, no? Samasati, you're undisturbed, clean, pure. Back to your original state of being. Hmm? That's what I want to remind everybody. Get out of your wounds and your problems and into your samasati. Aum Shanti. Very good, Prachit. What we gonna do now? We are all everybody will be at a little loss now. That's why don't do anything, just be.